Chisholm State Senator Jerry Janicich is moving quickly to capitalize on his success this weekend in Rochester. Janicich beat out six contenders to capture the DFL endorsement on Saturday, but despite clinching the party's seal of approval, Janicich still faces three Democratic challengers, eager to unseat incumbent Republican Rod Grams. Standing on the steps of the state capitol, Janicich told supporters and party loyalists the endorsement would carry him through the fall primary.
All of you are here. What is that going to cost somebody? We're on the front page of every paper the last 2 days. That's going to cost somebody money. This endorsement has more value than people think. Just in the last 2 days, it's given me value.
The Janicich campaign is eager to ride their momentum coming out of the state convention and will spend this week on a statewide tour to build on its success. Janicich and former state auditor Mark Dayton are the only two primary contenders who've held elected office, and Janicich says he'll drive that point home.
Everybody in the primary can talk about where they've been and what they've done. I've done it. I've worked in this building. I've worked in that building. I've worked in courthouses. I know what government does, and I believe in it, and I've been a part of it. I've been bringing people to consensus for a long, long time. And I believe that that's big, all right?
A spokeswoman for the Dayton campaign says the candidate and his advisors are developing a post-convention strategy and will likely begin a more public effort later this week, perhaps focused on campaign finance reform. Meanwhile, Twin Cities businesswoman Rebecca Yanish kicked off a self-described statewide health care tour with a visit to the Park Elder Center in Minneapolis, where 78-year-old Novella Sweeney told the candidate she was concerned about the rising cost of prescription drugs.
The $1,600 for the year that I put up for drugs.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Uh-huh. That was right out of your pocket.
Right out of my own pocket,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that is a lot.
That's really outrageous.
During the roundtable discussion, Yanish unveiled three proposals designed to keep drug costs down. She would allow seniors to form drug buying cooperatives, which she says would give them more leverage in negotiating lower prices. Yanish also said pharmaceutical companies that benefit from government-funded research and development dollars should be prohibited from selling drugs in the U.S. at prices higher than they're sold elsewhere. And she said HMOs should be required to cover any necessary drug prescribed by a physician, and not just those medications on the HMO's list of approved drugs. Yanish says her focus on health care is an outgrowth of her own experiences as a young, single mother.
And I remember when my little girl, when she was little and we didn't have health insurance, I was choosing between putting food on the table or paying the doctor bills. And in our nation right now, with this much wealth, we shouldn't have to be making those kind of decisions.
The Yanish campaign is moving on to the airwaves as well, with a 30-second spot emphasizing her commitment to health care and children's issues. And the fourth primary contender, trial lawyer Mike Cerisi, is also running radio and TV advertisements. A spokesman says Cerisi will join the other candidates on the campaign trail this week. He says Cerisi will begin a statewide tour of his own, perhaps focusing on a potential Northwest Airlines merger. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.